Welcome to Senator Crapo's weekly wrap-up podcast. I'm Marcus Chavez, Senator Crapo's Deputy Communications Director. In this podcast, we'll review what has been taking place in the Senate over the past week and recap some of the issues that Senator Crapo is currently working on that are of particular interest to Idahoans. This is a wrap-up for the week ending on Friday, March 28, 2008. The Senate has been in recess the past 2 weeks, which means Senator Crapo has been working outside of Washington, D.C. So, for this week's wrap-up podcast, we wanted to highlight an issue that will affect many Idahoans. In February 2009, full-power television stations will cease broadcasting in analog, over-the-air signal, and will begin broadcasting in digital signal only. Senator Crapo recently hosted several informational meetings throughout Idaho about the digital television transition. On today's broadcast, we are going to bring you some excerpts of one of those meetings.
We have an official from the Federal Communications Commission, who I will introduce in a moment, and an official from the NTIA, who I will introduce in a moment. We also have with us here at the front Peter Morrill, who is the general manager of Idaho Public Television. The issue that has brought us here today is, as I think most people watching and listening know already, that on February 17th, 2009, just about 1 year from today, full power stations in the country will, by law, cease broadcasting in analog, and over the air signal, these full power stations will convert to digital transmissions. And what that means is that those who rely on these transmissions for their reception of television will then be required to either have a newer version of a television that can utilize, can convert and use these signals, or they will need to have a converter box or some other way to receive these signals. No one needs to worry about whether they can continue to receive their signal from their current provider if they simply understand what is happening and how the transition will operate. That's why we have brought these proceedings forward. Interestingly, Idaho is one of those states where, because of our demographics, a much larger percentage of our population actually receive their television in the over-the-air transmissions than other states. As a matter of fact, I understand that our demographic groups in Idaho, which fall into those kinds of categories, are rural residents, the elderly, non-English-speaking consumers, and disabled. For example, in the Ada County or in the Boise direct marketing area, approximately 30% of the households utilize over-the-air reception as their primary source of television reception. Idaho statewide is the sixth highest state in terms of those who get their signal over the air and who will need to understand how to deal with this transition. Bottom line is we are going to have an ability for people in Idaho who are concerned and who need assistance to receive that assistance. And that's what we are here today to talk about.
My name is Brian Danza. I work in the Assistant Secretary's Office at NTIA, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. We are the government agency that was put in charge of making sure that everybody who has an analog television and does not subscribe to a pay television service can still get TV after the transition. Who's affected by the digital television transition? Well, any of you who watch television over the air with rabbit ear antenna is affected. Some of you may have a digital television, which means that you will move through the transition without any problems, but those of you who have an older analog-only television will have to make some choices. Cable or satellite subscribers or any other pay television service subscribers will probably not be affected because their pay service will be making the transition for them. So over-the-air viewers have a few simple choices to make. They can either subscribe to cable, satellite, or pay television service, buy a new digital television that can receive both analog and digital signals, or can connect their existing analog television to one of these converter boxes, which I will talk more about in a few minutes. Okay, under the program, we've been given an initial $990 million to give coupons out. Of this $990 million, $100 million will go to IBM for the management of the coupon program. This includes mailing the coupons, you know, paying for operators to take your request, having servers set up for your internet request. And then we have another an extra $450 million in case we run out of the initial $990 million. Each household, and this is a statutory requirement, we did not make this rule up, is allowed to request two $40 coupons for the purchase of an approved converter box. Under the statute, any household requesting the coupon may request over the phone, via fax, via mail, or over the internet, two coupons, and has to receive them via U.S. Postal Service. We cannot just send out an email with your, you know, card number on it so that you can go buy a box. The statute says explicitly that we have to issue cards and send them to you via U.S. Postal Service. And it also says that each card has a 90-day expiration date on it. Requesting a coupon is fairly easy. There are four different ways of doing it. You can call 1-888-DTV-2009. You can go to the website mydtv2009.gov or dtv2009.gov. You can fax a request at 1-877-DTV-4ME2. And to get one of those mail-in or fax requests, you can Senator Crapo has a bunch at his office, or you can go online to get them. A lot of the consumer or a lot of the consumer electronics retailers, such as Best Buy and Walmart, actually have them at their stores where they sell the converter boxes. Or you can mail it into the P.O. Box 2000, Portland, Oregon. We started accepting requests for coupons on January 1st, 2008, and we've had around 3 million requests for just about 5.5 million coupons thus far. We had a lot of requests the first couple days, and then it's tapered off a little bit. Now with more forums and television advertisements such as this, we've had a slight spike in the amount of coupons, but we expect the money to last just about to the end of the program.
If you would like to learn more about the digital transition, you can go to Senator Crapo's website at http://crapo.senate.gov. You will see the Digital TV Transition question and answer link under the Issue Spotlight section on the front page. Well, that will do it for this week's podcast. The Senate will be back in session next week, so we hope you will join us for our next weekly wrap-up podcast. Thank you for listening.